If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
All right, welcome to Tech Webcast. Jacob, what's up?
Not much, Brun.
Good, mate.
I'm just waiting and ready to go for this podcast.
All right, mate. We got Aaron from Porn Stars Australia. Welcome, Aaron. How are you, mate?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. Tell us about your show and that sort of good thing. We've got some questions for you.
Okay. So what do you need? What do you want to know?
How long has it been around for and when did it start? That's the first question.
Look, our show just started. We just hit episode 5 this week.
Okay, mate.
So we've been going. It's been on TV for a month now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 12 episode series, so I've got another 7 weeks for the show to run. So it's all been great. It's a similar concept to the one in Vegas, Porn
yep.
Stars in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Just handful of three Aussies on the other side of the world doing a similar thing.
Nice one. All right, Jacob, you had a question for Aaron. Let's get into the questions first.
Okay, what was the weirdest thing you got in the shop?
The weirdest thing we got in the shop? Well, weird. Everybody's version of weird is different. I was in the shop this morning in the Bondi Beach shop, and they were just negotiating. We've got a big bison, like a buffalo head. And, that's just about to be sold if someone's interested in putting that into a restaurant. Not the kind of thing you see every day in a pawnbroking store. About a month ago, we got offered a skull off someone, which it was a real skull, but back in the day when you're allowed to have them for medical research reasons. Probably more common, the little bit unusual, is people, probably getting less common these days, but people selling us their fillings on their teeth that used to be made in gold years ago.
Jeez, okay.
So when they decide to lose their teeth or they get some dentures, we get the gold.
What do you get? How much do you get for that sort of gold?
Oh, look, it goes on weight, but it's
okay.
not a huge amount, $50 worth, something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. How many stores do you own, Aaron, at the moment?
We've got 5 stores around Sydney, out of Parramatta, the King's Cross, Crow's Nest, Randwick and Bondi Beach.
Nice one. Are they all open 7 days a week or that sort of thing?
They're all open 6 days a week. King's Cross and Parramatta are open 7 days.
Okay. All right, Jacob, next question, mate.
Okay. How did you get the name for the pawn shop, or was it always there?
No, it wasn't. Our first shop was King's Cross. It used to be called Doyle's Loan Office. And we had an ex-business associate from years before approach us if we wanted to go 50-50 in a shop, buy a shop. So we bought the King's Cross shop together, and he had the name Happy Hockers, and we called it Happy Hockers, and we've been it ever since. Maybe 3 years into it, we bought him out, and we continued opening stores.
Nice one. All right. Now the show's on Foxtel. It's on A&E. Is that's right? I've been watching it on A&E.
Yep. A&E
122. It's also in HD. Great in HD. Looks great in HD. If people don't have Foxtel, how can they watch it at all if they don't have Foxtel? Or is it just there's no other way to watch it on Foxtel besides YouTube? I think Jacob watched it on there.
I don't know. Is it on YouTube?
I think it is. That's what he said. But
yeah, I watched the first whole episode.
Yeah, I believe the first episode was put online.
So okay.
Yes, first episode was.
Okay, so you sort of really need Foxtel to watch the whole show each week, and so you can't really watch it online anywhere.
It's the full 20-minute episode.
Okay. All right, next question, Jacob. Go ahead, mate.
All I'm going to ask is, What do you think of the USA Pawn Stars?
Look, we've been watching that show since day one. We think they're great, the guys over there. It's a great show. Big fans. We watch it all the time. Pawn Stars and American Pickers.
Yep, great show.
Two of our favourite shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in March. We my brother Ben and I, we went over to Vegas to do a little bit of filming for one of the commercials for the show. And we met Rick and spent, you know, half a day with him, did some filming. Lovely bloke.
Yep.
We saw the old man. He was in his office, but the boys weren't there at the time.
Okay. All right, good stuff. So if someone came in and to do a loan with you guys, what are the sort of repayments? It's sort of depending on what item it is, but...
How does it work?
Yeah, how does it work, yeah.
Basically, the way a pawnbroking works is you come in and you, if you want to borrow, for example, I don't know, $100,
mm-hmm.
you might leave your, let's call it your mobile phone, your guitar, your camera, your watch, whatever it might be.
Yep.
As long as the value there for us to give you $100, we'll lend you $100.
Mm-hmm.
By law in New South Wales, the loans last for 3 months.
Okay.
We extend our loans out to 4 months. When you pay the loan back, plus some interest, you get your item back. If you never turn up, we'll sell your item to recoup our money.
Okay.
But one of the big differences between, I suppose, us and a bank and some of these other financial services out there is we never put you into debt.
Right, right.
You risk losing your item if you don't pay it back. But other than that, it doesn't affect your credit rating. You're not going to debt to anybody.
Okay. All right, Jacob, any more questions, mate?
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
It's from episode one. What did you do with those Pawn Star balls that they got?
We got them hanging over the counter at our Bondi Beach store.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Not much else with them. My brother paid too much.
Are they for sale?
They're not for sale. They're something we're going to keep.
Okay, cool, mate.
But they're sitting and hanging there for anyone to have a look.
All right, good stuff. Do you have any favourite shows on Fox at all, Aaron, besides the Pawn Stars and...
Well, probably the A&E channel.
Yep.
Which would be, you know, Pawn Stars, mm-hmm. the American Pickers,
mm-hmm.
Counting Cars.
Yep, good show.
Would be three of my favourite shows on that station.
Yep.
And
what about
a couple of others like Chasing Classic Cars and Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud, yeah.
That's it. Yeah,
that's it.
They're my favourite. Same kind of stuff.
Have you checked out Hardcore Porn at all?
I watch a little bit of hardcore porn, but for me, I'm more interested in the items
mm-hmm.
and the story behind the items, as I call it, the journey.
Okay.
Why people have the items, how they're selling it, what's the story about the items. So that's where I gravitate more to the American Pickers, Pawn Stars, Chasing Classic Cars, Fast and Loud.
Okay.
Counting Cars. That's all, you know, relatively real.
Yep.
Life items that you know, hearing a story about.
Good stuff. Have you checked out Aussie Pickers at all? That was on Fox Hill once.
Pickers, yes, we watched that very, you know, intensely. Enjoyed mm-hmm. the show. We know Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
I can deal with him over the time.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was a good show.
Good stuff. Any more?
Amazing what treasures people have around.
Unbelievable. Country. Unbelievable, mate. It's crazy, isn't it? Jacob, any more questions for Aaron?
Just one more.
Go ahead, mate.
What was the most money someone asked for?
On the show or just general business?
On the show,
probably the most expensive item we did a deal or were doing a deal on would have been one of the cars, probably the Porsche. But we haven't got to that episode yet. But that's probably the most expensive item we did on the show.
Okay. And how many people do you have working in each shop, Aaron?
Generally, the shops are, you know, a couple of people.
Okay.
In each shop.
All right, good stuff. And how often do you film? How often do you film the new episode and stuff? Is it each week or?
No, the episodes were filmed last year.
Okay.
The series has been was going to go on last year, earlier this year, and it got rescheduled to appear.
Okay.
You know, it started in July.
Okay.
But all our filming was done last year. It was pretty much 9 weeks solid.
Yep.
And then there was a random another month or so.
Okay.
Random days over that period a little bit earlier this year.
All right, good stuff, mate. Is there any talk in making a pawn shop in Melbourne at all and bring them to Melbourne at all?
It's interesting you say that. We've had quite a few inquiries about whether we'd be opening up in Melbourne.
Yep.
Melbourne is a place we're very fond of, is a place we have thought about doing it. We're just going to sit back at the moment and just run our business, see the effects of the show.
Yep.
And you never know. You might turn up there.
Good stuff, mate. I love the show.
Are you from Melbourne?
I am in Melbourne, yep. I'm in the city area of Melbourne, yep. I'm sure I am.
Okay.
And
We should be there around grand finals time. We're hoping to be there.
Good stuff, mate. We'll catch up then.
Sounds good.
Love the show, Aaron. Great. I watch it every week. I catch it up on my Foxtel IQ3 if I miss an episode.
Thank you.
And
for intruding into your evening.
No problem, mate. Love chatting with you. Say hi to the guys for me, the other two. Shannon and
I will.
And Ben. Jacob, any last words before we go, mate?
No, but we did have one question left from Ryan.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead. Go ahead. That was a listener's. Go ahead, Jacob.
He was asking, where do you come up with the offer prices for one-of-a-kind items?
How do you come up with the offer price?
Yeah, for one-of-a-kind items.
Like a rare sort of item.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, and I was actually having a chat to someone just recently about that, because that probably goes down to the art of pawnbroking. And back in the early days when there was no internet and there wasn't a lot of access, you got goods coming in, and it might be 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon and you couldn't ring the shops to find out what a particular item was worth. So it was a really gut feeling. And you know, what is an item worth is basically, in collectibles, is what someone's willing to pay. And often, people put their love of the item, and they value an item up a lot higher because of the history and the love that they attach to that item as a seller. But as a buyer, you don't talk about, if you don't put a lot of value that you got it from your grandmother, the person got it from their grandmother, who then they've inherited it and it means a lot to the family. That's a beautiful story,
yep.
But it doesn't create value. So you're very much going, what's it worth?
Right.
And
right.
When it's an item that you really can't compare what it's worth, it's a gut feeling of what you think someone else is going to pay. And that's the art of pawnbroking, is I suppose more often than not, having a pretty knowledgeable guess of what you think it's sellable for. But there's no formula. I mean, I was talking to a friend yesterday who has, I believe it's still around, but there was a charity called Jeans for Jeans years and years ago. And I believe it's still out there in another form. And he's got a pair of Billy Joel painted jeans with all his albums painted on the jeans and then signed by Billy Joel. Now, that's a one-off pair of jeans. There are other celebrities who've done similar things, but in some circumstances, you can say, look, that's a one-off. What is it worth? Now, you can work out relatively quickly what Billy Joel's signature is worth, and it'll be worth different times, different items that it's on. It's going to be worth more. He's still alive, so
yep.
There'll be more signatures going. But there's a one pair of jeans there, hand-painted with a whole lot of his albums. What's it worth? And I was having this conversation with the guy, and, you know, I've got to see the item, to have a look at it, to get a gut feeling.
Mm.
You know what it's going to cost to frame it, the artwork, how beautiful a piece it is. And then you can go, you know what, someone's going to pay $7,000, or I can't see anyone paying more than $1,500.
Mm.
It's a gut feeling in our industry a lot of the time.
Yeah, definitely. So you haven't really sort of given... Have you ever given a price on something that what they've asked for at all? Or?
Sure. Sometimes we pay more than they ask for if we're just, you know, someone's shortchanging themselves. But at the end of the day, we want our customers to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come in and ask for $100 for a particular rare item that you've had and we know it's worth $2,000, and you're just not knowledgeable on it, it's not really right we take it for $100 and then sell it for, I don't know, $1,200.
Yeah, right.
So we'd rather just say, look, we'll give you a bit more money. You're a little bit misinformed about the item. where, you know, very rarely ever happens. Generally, it's the other way around. The item's worth $100 and somebody wants $1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So we spend more time trying to justify why we're offering $100. But, yeah, that's just part of the negotiation.
All right. Good stuff, Aaron. I enjoy the show. I watch it every week, mate. Jacob, anything you want to say before we go, mate?
There's one more part to it.
Oh, go ahead. Yep.
The other part from Ryan was, do you go with your gut or is there an algorithm you lean on?
The second party, do I go with my gut or?
or an algorithm?
Oh, look. We've all, other than Ben, Shannon and I got big guts. We generally go with what we feel in our gut.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Sometimes there's a bit of, you know, there's a bit of homework behind the item. But it goes back to, is it an item that you can easily find information out? Well, then it's relatively scientific. You know what they sell for, you know what they're worth. It's an item that's a one-off, as you said before. It's just a gut feeling.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Aaron, thanks for being on, mate. Appreciate your time. Thanks, mate. Do you guys have any merchandise for sale? Or can they buy a T-shirt? Can they buy a Porn Stars Australia T-shirt? Or where can they get one of them from?
You definitely can.
All right. I'll be buying one very shortly. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate your time, mate.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, mate.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks.
Bye, mate.
Bye.